Police in London are appealing to people to turn in any pictures or videotapes they may have taken near the sites of Thursday's bus and subway bombings. They say the pictures could provide evidence about who planted the bombs. Police officials from all over the world converged on the city this weekend to help with the investigation. As they did so, Londoners paused to remember those who died in the attacks. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
This weekend, London celebrated the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II with a service at Westminster Abbey. The celebration was planned long ago, but Thursday's bombings gave it special resonance. With Queen Elizabeth looking on, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, linked the fight against fascism to the struggle against terrorism. Just as they fought Hitler, he said, Britons have a sense of obligation to fight the venomous tyranny responsible for Thursday's attacks.
Today of all days, we need no reminder that the spirit of murder and humiliation is still abroad.
In another part of the city, police delicately picked through the wreckage under King's Cross Station, where an unknown number of bodies remain trapped. So far, the death toll is 49, but about 30 people are unaccounted for. Investigators from the police pickpocket unit are looking through many hours of security camera videotape for clues to the attacks. Today, Brian Paddock of Scotland Yard asked private citizens to also send in any pictures they took using mobile phones or video cameras.
Particularly in those areas close to where the four bombs exploded. We believe that these images may contain vital information to assist us with the investigation.
At today's press briefing, Paddock revealed one bit of information about the investigation that raised more questions than it answered. He said police had arrested three men at Heathrow Airport this morning and were holding them under the Prevention of Terrorism Act. But he refused to say why police were interested in the men, and he warned reporters not to assume they were implicated in the attacks. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, London.